Hello, and thank you for joining the Rene Crown Wellness Institute's recorded practice series, Together for Wellness. This mindfulness practice on self-compassion was led by Millie Wright. Millie is a mindfulness meditation teacher with over 25 years of experience in meditation practice. She is a graduate of the Intensive Training Program of the Awareness Training Institute at the University of California, Berkeley's Greater Good Science Center. Please enjoy.
It's really a pleasure to be here. And yes, we're going to talk about some self-compassion. But before we get into that, I'm going to just say a little bit about compassion. The word compassion literally means to suffer with. And that means it stirs up feelings of wanting to help, wanting to comfort when we see someone that is suffering. And having compassion means that you offer some understanding, some kindness to someone without judgment when they're in a place of suffering. So we hear the word compassion and we think of it as really a commendable trait, and it is. And it might conjure up thoughts of kindness, empathy, understanding, caring, generosity, and some tenderness when, you know, within ourselves. And at this moment in the pandemic, you know, it brings to mind for me the healthcare workers that are out there putting their life on the line, volunteers that are on the front line, all the people that are acting with great compassion towards others at this moment. And we might even be feeling some compassion towards those that are suffering at that moment. So that brings us to self-compassion. So self-compassion is extending that compassion right back to ourselves. And, you know, when we're having feelings of inadequacy or of certain failures or setbacks, or we're just struggling in any way, we acknowledge our pain and our feelings and we stop and we ask, how can I comfort myself right now? What am I needing to hear, you know, right now to make, to ease some of this suffering? Unfortunately, in our society today, self-compassion often gets labeled as being self-indulgent, self-pitying, self-centered, or even some form of weakness. But I think a lot of times that's because people really don't understand how to practice self-compassion. And, you know, for the weakness part, you know, it's actually a great source of courage that it takes to practice self-compassion, because it takes courage to look at ourselves when we're in our suffering space and say, yeah, this hurts. Yeah, this is difficult. You know, that takes courage to really look at and acknowledging, you know, that we're in that space of suffering. So Kristen Neff, she's an associate professor at the University of Texas in Austin. She's done lots and lots of research on self-compassion, and she's broken down self-compassion into three components. And those components are self-kindness, and that's understanding ourselves and not punishing or judging ourselves in a moment of suffering. Two, a sense of common humanity. Acknowledging and allowing the reality that we're not alone in our suffering. We're humans. There are many, many people that are suffering the same way that we are suffering. It's our human condition. And thirdly, mindfulness. And that's neither ignoring or exaggerating our feelings of inadequacy or failure. So let's look at those a little bit more closely. So self-kindness, what is self-kindness? So when we're feeling inadequate or feeling a sense of failure or not good enough, judging ourselves, rather than ignoring ourselves or becoming critical or comparing in today's world, there is so much comparing that's going on. You know, social media has the part to play in that. The pressure of society, of what achievement looks like. You know, those are real pressures for us on our own regard to our self-worth. And so when we get into that place of comparing, being critical, suffering, we bring some kindness to ourselves. We bring comfort to ourselves, and we might even, you know, offer ourselves some words of compassion and acknowledging, this is hard, this hurts, this is, you know, a challenge for me. And we acknowledge our whole self and not just the place that's hurting. And it puts it into a bit of a larger perspective for ourselves. And, you know, during this pandemic, I think there is a lot of suffering, but there's also a lot of judging going on, comparing, being critical. And what happens then often is the shoulds arrive. And we know about the shoulds. You know, I can go to the place of, I should have my house spotless by now and the closet totally organized. I've got all this time. What am I doing with myself right now? We can go to, I should be exercising. I have this time. My neighbor is exercising. We're comparing, you know, or my neighbor's making these great recipes. You know, you hear about all these people cooking at this time. And if you're not a cooker, so what? You know, but don't start to get in that comparing mind of, you know, I should be doing this too, you know, and the shoulds just lead us into more suffering. And so we need to acknowledge when we get into that place and be kind and say, you know, it's okay to be doing what I'm doing right now. I don't have to be doing all these things I should be doing. So get rid of the shoulds. Second, let's look at the sense of common humanity. Often when we're frustrated at not having things how we want them to be, and right now there's a lot of that, we can get into that place of isolation. And we get into that place of, we think that these feelings and thoughts are that I'm having are unique just to myself. No one else is feeling this way. No one would understand how I'm feeling, or even no one would ever think that. You know, but I can guarantee you, well, I feel pretty confident, let's say, that if I were to ask right now for everyone to share something that they're struggling with or something they feel about themselves that they're uncomfortable with, that most people would identify with other people who are suffering. Most people would say, oh, yeah, me too. You know, and that is our human condition. So right now, if we can look at the pandemic and realize that all people in the world are suffering right now, and we're not alone in our suffering. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty, lots of changes, and that stirs things up. And just, you know, if you can throughout the day, realize that we're all in this together. So the third component of self-compassion is bringing a sense of mindfulness to it. And so self-compassion requires us to take a more balanced approach to any negative thoughts and feelings or emotions that we're having. And with mindfulness, you don't suppress those thoughts and you don't exaggerate those thoughts. We just see what is happening right now and we allow that experience to happen. And we allow that experience to happen without judgment. And this puts our situation a little bit, you know, in perspective to our whole being. It's just our thoughts. It's just our stories. It's not all of me. And that's what mindfulness can bring to self-compassion. And when we combine mindfulness with self-compassion, it creates a willingness to observe our thoughts and our emotions with a certain amount of openness, and a certain amount of acceptance of what is happening right now. And we hold our thoughts and emotions with a little bit more of mindful awareness, meaning we're fully aware and tuned in to what's happening in our present moment without judgment. So during these times of uncertainty, we can each take a moment and look at it for what it is. And acknowledge that these are challenging times. And then try and move more gracefully through this storm, which will pass. Just as our thoughts, they do pass. It's all, you know, weather systems going around up there in our mind. And it all ebbs and flows. And we're going to get through it. So the three components, again, of self-compassion. It involves us being kind to ourselves, gentle with ourselves. It makes us realize that we're not alone in our suffering. And we can observe our thoughts and emotions and awareness with a degree of openness and acceptance. So we're going to do a little self-compassion meditation right now. And so if you want to make yourself comfortable, finding your seat, and if it's comfortable for you, perhaps closing your eyes. Sitting with an upright spine. Straight, but not rigid, just making yourself comfortable. Perhaps feeling your thighs touching the chair or the cushion. Or feeling your feet on the floor. Feeling the weight of your hands, where they rest on your legs or on your chair. And bring some awareness to your breath and allowing it to just fully flow into your body, softly expanding and opening as you inhale, and gently releasing and relaxing as you exhale. You might notice the rising and the falling of your belly with each breath. And if thoughts arise, just notice them and slowly bring your breath to full attention. You might notice some sounds in your room. Again, just acknowledging them and coming back to your breath and coming back to your body. Just settling into some stillness. Now bringing to mind a situation which you may be being critical of yourself or judging yourself, or perhaps a situation that might be challenging for you at this moment. And just noticing what thoughts and feelings may be arising. And where do you feel the suffering in your body? What beliefs or stories might be present? Just noticing what is present for you at this moment. Allowing you to feel whatever is arising without judgment. And you might gently place your hand on your heart if that's comfortable for you. And sensing the tenderness and comfort that's in your heart. And just breathing into your heart space. And what is it that you're needing to hear to bring some ease and acceptance to the situation that you've brought to mind? And if it's hard for you to offer words of comfort or kindness towards yourself, perhaps bring to mind someone that you trust, someone that you know you're comfortable and safe with. And in your mind's eye, seeing them speaking words of comfort that would ease your suffering. Acknowledging you're not alone in your suffering. Acknowledging you are whole just as you are in this moment. Breathing in kindness. Breathing out peace and ease. Feeling some balance within yourself. And softening and listening to the wise one that you are. You might silently say to yourself, may I be kind to myself. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I accept myself just as I am at this moment. Gently bringing your attention back to perhaps your hands or your feet where they're touching the floor. Bringing your awareness back to my voice. And slowly maybe wiggling your toes or your fingers. And slowly opening your eyes, fully present in this moment.